Good afternoon. Let's go ahead and begin. This is a meeting of the Title Setting Board pursuant to Article 40 of Title I, Colorado Revised Statutes. The time is 2 p.m. The date is August 19, 2009. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. The Title Setting Board today consists of the following. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I'm here on behalf of Secretary of State Bernie Busher. To my immediate right is Dan Domenico, Solicitor General, who is here on behalf of Attorney General John Southers. To my immediate left is Dan Carton, Deputy Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services, who is the designee of the Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services, Charlie Pike. To my far left is Maury Kneiser of the Attorney General's Office, and to my far right is Ceci Gomez of the Secretary of State's Office. Just for the record, we do have a sign-up sheet for anyone who wishes to testify on the table by the back door. If you do testify, please identify yourself and who you represent. This is a public meeting, a recorded meeting. It's also broadcast on the Internet. Just a few words about our usual procedures. There are three steps. The first step is for the board to make sure that it understands each measure. So I'll provide an opportunity for the board to ask questions of proponents to make sure that they understand the measure. The second step is to determine if the board has jurisdiction to set a title, and that requires us to decide whether each measure complies with the single subject requirement of the Constitution. And then third, if the board finds that it has jurisdiction to set a title, then we will work on setting the titles using a staff-prepared draft, which is on the table by the door. So with that, we do have one agenda item, 2009-2010, number 27, design competition for Colorado Supreme Court building. So first, let me ask if the members of the board have any questions for the proponents. Mr. Carton.
I just have one question, Mr.
Yes,
Pink.
Yes, sir.
Your measure.
I'm the proponent, Paige Pink.
Yeah, thank you. Good.
Your measure references the Ralph L. Carr Colorado Supreme Court building, and the authorizing legislation speaks to the Ralph L. Carr Justice Complex. We're talking about the same building, right?
Yes, sir. I'm not really sure how they came up with that name. I know there was no public process for it, but I was just trying to identify it as broadly as possible because perhaps they're going to change the name, or I didn't want there to be some confusion. So we're talking about the 1300 block of South Broadway.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Pink? If not, then let's turn to the question of single subject compliance. Any discussion by the board? Is there anybody who wishes to testify on the single subject question? I don't have anyone else signed up to testify, I don't think. So any discussion by the board on single subject? Seems to me it's a single subject.
I'd agree with that, Mr. Chair.
I guess I'll just go ahead and make the motion then that the board find that the measure comprises a single subject and that we proceed to set titles.
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Then let's turn to the staff draft, and Ms. Gomez is displaying it on the screen in the room. Mr. Pink, have you had a chance to look at the staff draft, and do you have any comments?
Yes, I do, sir, and thank you for the opportunity to hear me speak today. This is not any building in Colorado. This is not a dormitory or a prison or a bridge. This is the Colorado Supreme Court building that we're talking about here. And as far as I know, it's scheduled to be demolished before the end of the year, having talked with a surveyor out there on July 6th who told me that the plan was to have the entire building demolished by the end of the year. And I can't even find out who owns that property now, because they haven't recorded the transfer of the deed from the state to Bill Mosier or whoever he's working with or whatever name he's hiding under. I'd like to just take a few brief moments, and then we'll get on to your deliberations.
Well, we're not concerned with the merits of the proposal. We're just concerned with setting titles. We're just the title setting board. So
yeah, I'd
like for you to just maybe if you would be willing to comment on the staff draft.
Well, here's my comment on the staff draft. I'd like to quote the Honorable Douglas P. Woodlock. He's a federal judge in New York. And he wrote a book called Celebrating the Courthouse from 2004. And this is my comment on the proposed staff draft. Courtrooms where the public has the opportunity to observe formal proceedings for the resolution of its legal disputes is at the core of this nation's cultural and constitutional values of democratic transparency. Successful courthouses also discharge their didactic responsibility through programs of murals and inscriptions, but it is in the courthouse where what the courthouse has to teach comes alive. Democratic transparency, according to Douglas Woodcock, is important in federal judicial architecture, and I believe it's important in state judicial architecture as well, especially when we're talking about the Colorado Supreme Court building. And that's my comment on the staff draft.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Pink? And again, I just don't have anyone else signed up to testify, I don't think. So I'll turn to board discussion. Any discussion of the staff draft?
I think the staff draft accurately reflects the text of the measure. I note that the word public has replaced the word transparent, but I think that it accurately reflects the text and the single subject of the measure.
I don't have anything further. Is there a motion?
I have.
Oh, Mr. Pink?
Yeah. Can we get transparent in there instead of public?
Instead of public?
Yeah.
So it would read an amendment to the Colorado Constitution calling for a transparent design.
Actually, my real problem with the staff draft is I want the important part up front. I don't want there to be, shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution. I want that at the back of the staff draft or at the title. So it could read the Colorado or a call for a public design competition for the Ralph L. Carr Colorado Supreme Court building shall be added to the Colorado Constitution. That's how I want it.
Okay, thank you. I guess I'm not sure why. It seems to me that since the measure does say transparent design competition, perhaps Mr. Pank is correct. And as Mr. Carton points out, maybe the staff draft should be amended to, as Mr. Pank suggests. I guess I'll go ahead and make that motion that we in line one. We change public to transparent.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. And with the understanding the same change would be made in the ballot title and submission clause. Any other motions to change the staff draft?
Just for the record, I oppose the staff draft.
Okay.
Thank you.
Chair, I'd move to approve the staff draft as amended.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That concludes action on number 27. That's our only agenda item, so we are adjourned.
Thank you.
And the time is 2:09 p.m.